Market Watch is proudly brought to you by Top Sport, home of the Top Sport betting multi. Gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-858-858.
Let's go to the Bulldogs and the Knights. This is 2 o'clock at Accor Stadium on Sunday, and we've got Connor Tracy still at the back. Blake Taff is on the bench. Curtis Moran's back from suspension. Jake Turpin out of the 17. Kitione Katonga is also out of the 17 on the back of that excellent performance from the Doggies down in Melbourne. The Knights unchanged. So Kalen Ponga had that hip pointer injury. So he is being named. Adam Elliott playing his 150th game. Still no Tyson Frizzell. So that hamstring injury, a bit more serious than anticipated. Where's your market on this one, Tristan?
This one's, again, very hard to split. The Bulldogs are $1.94. The Knights are $1.86. I think there's a little bit of speculation whether Kalen Ponga would be named on Tuesday, and he was. So there was a little bit of a push towards the Knights at that point. You know, he's still got to, I suppose, be under some doubt if he does line up. But at the moment, he is named in the side. So very, very even betting. 41.5 the total points. I thought the Bulldogs were just fantastic, not just to come back and almost win, but just to hang in the game as long as they did, to keep the scoreline close, to give themselves a shot against the Storm, I thought was very impressive. And, I think the Knights would be very disappointed to lose that game at home on a big occasion on Thursday night. So very tight betting game. I think just at the moment, the way it stands, I think the Bulldogs, I'd probably have them slight favourites if I was setting it myself. But as usual, the traders overrule me.
Well, I actually agree with you, Tristan. I think you should have a little talking to a few people. Well, actually, you probably should give them some sort of encouragement because you're giving us a leg up here. I think the Bulldogs could well be 4 wins from 6 and very unlucky not to be. They should have come over the top late against the Rabbitohs. Just absolutely fantastic last week against the Storm. And I personally think, as I touched on earlier, their best offering that we've seen the last couple of years, really well coached. Their attitude was outstanding. Still got this problem scoring enough points, and that's the key here. I mean, they ended up with 14 and probably spilled a couple of tries last week, which was the difference between winning and losing against the Storm down in Melbourne. And that was against an 18-point line. They play here against the Knights at Accor, where the Knights just have had this very good record of winning 5 of the last 6. But away, I just don't like their form at the present moment. And they need to be absolutely sparked by Ponga catching on fire, as he did for moments last week, for them to be winning for mine. Question marks about whether he does play. They're going to miss Frizzell. I thought there were a couple of other blokes that looked a little bit battered and bruised last week. Most notably, they were really soft through the middle. I thought the Roosters absolutely carved them up down through the middle of the field. I'm with the Bulldogs. I think they win, and I thought the market was the other way for mine. I've got the Bulldogs small favourites, and I thought they could win by 4 to 6, possibly 8 points.
Yeah, it's all Ponga, isn't it? Like the two, well, there were sort of three sides. There was the Newcastle Knights side prior to him getting injured. Then there was the Newcastle Knights side when he got injured. And then there was the Newcastle Knights side when he came back onto the field after getting that injection at halftime. And then he was back to the Kalen of old. So it's all about whether Kalen plays. No doubt the coach is keen for him to play. This is a game they won 66-0 last year. So, like, you think about the change of fortunes associated with that. I agree that the Doggies are playing really well. There's been no question on effort for any of their games this year. And indeed, the effort last week was extraordinary and probably deserved to win. And there's probably Storm fans out there that will disagree with me on that one. But, yeah, I thought they were excellent. For me, it's all about Ponga. Ponga plays, $1.86 I take. Ponga doesn't play. You won't probably get that price, but I'd be going the Dogs as well.
So you're with the with the Knights, are you, Jimmy?
If Ponga plays.
Okay. I'll take the Bulldogs if Ponga plays.
If Ponga plays. Okay. All right. So what are we doing? Lunch bet.
We're not here for sandwiches.
What are you doing,
Bulldogs,
Tristan?
What if Ponga doesn't play? Can we reevaluate things at that point?
Oh. Hey, look at you. Market manipulation at its finest, isn't it? Fair dinkum. What, do you want to go the 2-for-1 offer?
No. I've got 100% record of that, so I don't want to put that at stake. So we'll go the I'm very happy to go the Bulldogs.
All right, Ponga in, out. Yep. That's the key. Ponga in, out. Go, Kalen. Go, KP.